Hello and welcome to our mastermind for April 3rd. This is our almost solar eclipse mastermind. Please know the update is on the member site. If you have questions, please put them in the Facebook group or come to the next call. And definitely am here for you. We're just starting by the reflection on the energy is wonky. Yes, the energy is wonky. There's a lot going on, and I just want to give the reminder first and foremost here that this is a stormy time. Things will come in unexpectedly, but I also want you to notice what's coming in unexpectedly. Did you expect it? Like, I don't know. I'm psychic, so and intuitive, and most of you have your intuitive sense as well at some level. And notice, I do want you to notice, I want to have a conversation with you after these eclipses about anything that has come up that feels unexpected, that's thrown you a little this way or a little that way or whatever. If you really think about it, what did you have any sense it was coming at all? There are going to be things that no, we don't, and there are things that yes, we do. No right, no wrong. This is just a lesson in attention and awareness. So I'm going to drop that in now. I'll be asking you again about this in the next mastermind. And if I don't, please somebody remind me too, Karen. That's on you, okay? And I'll make a note too. And but just to keep that first and foremost, I'm going to jump in here with Karen real quick. Hey, Karen.
I want to be real concise because I got a couple things. So, first, I'm going to go with this. I have this man in my life, and it's been for a while now. Like, he popped in back in October, and then we popped out because he was really busy, and then I was busy with the house stuff.
Okay.
And it wasn't about anything that bad that was going on. He was just like, let's just kind of. But
Yeah.
so after the new year came in, I was like, that other guy was totally. Anyway, I'm like, I'm gonna reach back out to him. He is very, I don't know, he's the closest thing to something that I feel is like a really good thing for
Wait,
me.
the one year that's
The
resurfaced.
new, yeah. The question I want to ask you about this is, I know his birthday. I'm almost closer to getting his actual time of birth, but I got his birth. I do have his birth date and his where he's born and all that. But anyway, so eventually I'm going to get that time knocked down for you to look at it. But he loves to do things for me, and he plans all the things. He gave me a birthday, full day of stuff that he just planned it all out and did. It's just really, really good.
Yeah,
Like,
that's awesome, Karen. You haven't had a lot of that.
yeah. So I feel so good about it. Like, okay. However, one thing, and I know this must be certain types of people do this, but when he's stressed out and has a lot to do, it's like he's left in a submarine and he does not submerge and come back. I mean, it gets really silent, and he even says it, oh, sorry for going radio silent on you. So I want to talk about that because I actually am thinking, what would I rather have? Somebody bring in a bunch of drama to me? Because that's actually why he doesn't want to bring somebody down. So there's issues there, obviously, but I guess I can appreciate that, but I want to have some ideas on how to handle this.
Yep, absolutely. So I'll put my, I've done lots of the masculine feminine work and worked with lots of couples and such. And so here's the deal. The fact that he is attentive and present with you when he's with you, that is should be number one importance.
Exactly.
We can't expect someone to be present with us all day long.
Yes.
And one of the biggest pains for the feminine is to have a man or any relationship, okay, but have the masculine with her, and he's not really there. I would rather have,
Yeah.
or let me ask you, would you rather have an hour of just full-on presence or 6 hours of like tuned out? And he's just like a body
Exactly. So that's why I feel like I'm not too totally stressful. It's just something different.
out
Like
there. I
I'm
know.
like,
So let me finish. Yeah.
Okay, go
So,
ahead. I get you.
okay, great. So that presence is sexy, okay? The fact that he's aware that he goes radio silent is really awesome as well. Okay. Now, it is hard for the feminine to have no communication when we get these radio silences because now we are making up all kinds of stories. What this and that? Yeah. Okay. So this is where, as you're building the relationship, you can let him, just in open communication, you can let him know, and that, wow, I noticed that I'm wondering a lot of stuff, when you go radio silent, and I don't think you should be, in contact with me 24/7 either. So I just,
Right, exactly.
but
I
I
don't want
just,
that. Yeah.
but what it's where you kind of want to work something out, okay?
Like, just give me the code word.
Exactly.
Kind of like.
Or, is it okay? What I'd like to be able to do, because he doesn't really want you in any distress either, is just like, if you text him, does he text you back?
Except for when he's in this situation. But I think it's really fair because of how what's going on with his work and you know what I mean? But when he's more present with me when we're not together, it's pretty flowy and everything. And it's kind of like it's got a pattern and then it's totally changes. That's how it
Yeah,
is.
and that's hard. So, when you're ready, you guys have a discussion about this in the way that you're doing now. Okay, doing a great job. He's not doing anything wrong. This is what
No.
you're noticing, and that, wow, that's hard for me if there's no response back. If one of these times is coming up, would you be willing to just let me know that, hey, you're gonna be not available because there's just too much on your plate? Totally get
And
that.
that's fine.
If I text during that time because I just need some communication, and you could just let me know that, hey, it's really, really full right now, or whatever that might be. But and you can just kind of talk
Exactly. I think that that's
a way through it, because you're right, if he has too much going on. But if this is a pattern of his, and it would always be this way, it wouldn't work for you, even though the other times are so good. There's too much contrast, and this mind wondering too much. So
Yeah, I just need to have like a little system in place for when and if there's like these times, he's just going to be like, I can't be available. And just knowing that, like, okay, great.
just tell me, there's too much going on right now, or whatever it might be, That's super, super, just let you know. So for you, the worst thing for the feminine is when there's no communication. Just it's just the worst thing. And just so and you're mature enough to be able to get what you need across. And the best time to do this, of course, is in a time when you guys are feeling really connected.
Exactly. And I feel it, yeah, for sure. And one of my good friends who I talk to on a re every day, I see her at the gym all the time, and so that's a regular thing. You know, she knows everything, all the things about him, and then there's this. He's like, she's like, there isn't anything wrong here, and it's meaning. She's not worried. Anyway, she's got a good vibe about it too. Like it's just something that needs to be ironed out. So.
Yeah, and so, but again, it's always better to do it in the state when you're really thinking
So I'm
about
not calling him on it right in the moment, obviously, because he
So,
can't do it.
I would just say the next time that you see him, and you guys are having a good time together, just say, "Hey, would you be willing to just, I just want to bring something up around communication, and just chat about it."
It is. It's not a big, not make a big deal. Okay. So that's what I needed from that. The other thing that I wanted to mention and bring up that's important is I have these things that kind of have been dripping and dripping with my business since the new year, or even maybe before. I don't know. Just here and there, I have people dropping, and I actually have a contract, but I do kind of have a loophole in it for them. And part of me is like trying to manage, is this something that I need? Is there something I'm doing wrong? Or is this just the nature of business? And this is just the nature of what's going on with the family. And I'm kind of just each individual case. So I've been in this little bit of a analysis of it.
Yep.
And I also realize it's like crazy times and stuff like that. So I just want a little support on that.
So, is this happening with several families? Like, is this a theme? Is it just a couple of instances? What?
Well, actually three of them, now that I think of it, are people where somebody lost a job in the family.
That's going on. Yep, I hear you. There.
So
And
that's, I mean, I don't feel like I'm doing anything. That's not me.
what's the loophole in the contract?
I think I want to change it.
I'm
It basically means like if basically there's like we have conversation about anything that's a problem, but if that cannot be resolved, then I need a 30-day notice.
Oh no,
But
you no, they need to make the commitment with you, yeah.
I think that when I rewrite the contract, it's not really as simple as what I just said to you there, but yeah, I need a
What you need to do there. So just shore up
no,
that.
I need to I need to adjust that, and that gets redone for, I'm almost done with this particular one, so
And then you always know that, if someone, has a conversation with you, you can make a decision case by case, but anyway, yeah.
yeah. But I'm gonna
No,
like
there's nothing, there's a lot of, I'm watching a lot of shift happen in a lot of people's businesses right now.
Yeah.
There are definitely people who are struggling financially. There are family, emotional stuff, just overwhelmed in different ways. I've known people who have really had really big businesses and like everything fell apart. You're not in that place. You've been steady as she goes. I'm grateful for that too in my business. I don't sense it's anything like you already know the piece around the contract that you might need to do. Just it's just continuing to attract. You want to be an overflow. You just want to continue
Right.
more clients.
Yeah, I'm focusing like the good thing is too is I've been having people come, new people come in too. So I'm like trying to just stay in that practice of being thankful and grateful for the things I have and the students I have and all of the things. But I don't want these loopholes where the loophole is really pretty much, which I need to maybe just eliminate it in writing,
Correct.
and I can be the one to say, oh, I get that. Yeah.
Correct.
Because, yeah, and I don't really need to go into that anymore. But I do want to mention something to you that I haven't yet in previous times, but there's a coaching program that I bought that basically it's a training thing to become a financial coach, because I've really feel strongly about how I've done things. And it came to my, like, basically I could easily get this training. So I did it. I did it. I'm almost done with it, actually. I just want to bring this in as like, I know it's not like a magic pill for anything, but I just felt like it would be interesting diversification. Like if I ever, like, I'm not working on getting clients in that way right now. But it'd be interesting to know when that might be a shift. Not even a shift, but maybe an like have a few of those types of clients at some point. And I just am letting you know so that,
Yeah.
that's ever a thing. But I mean, I feel like right now with what I'm doing, I feel really, really good. So, except for in this time right now, in this like this wonky energy, I'm sort of feeling a little like
Yeah, this is a time, there's a lot shifting here. So what I would say about trust the training that you took, use it, be your own best client within that training.
Yeah.
Okay, as far as that goes, unless see what let's just see what how that wants to express. If
Yeah, because
that's
I'm open.
just
I'm not like, oh my gosh, I have to be doing this, but I'm definitely open at some
and
point,
we can't
maybe
teach anything
that.
we haven't embodied.
What?
And we can't teach anything we haven't embodied. So even though we've been training, doesn't mean we've embodied yet. So be your best client
Yeah, okay. On that
on that.
spectrum.
Yeah, be your
Yeah.
best client on that. Okay.
Yeah.
And then keep your focus where it is in just being that great attractor.
Yeah.
People are shifting and sorting right now. And what's also coming to mind is the accelerated client attraction. I think that's what I call it. I think it's in the second tier or the third tier in the, but that is that particular process where you're really being that beacon of energy that attracts. That just feels like that would be just right for you right now.
I think that's the one I'm doing every day right now. Are you talking, is it a training or is it a meditation?
Well, it is a training and then a process, and there'll be a separate meditation process with
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
that one is because we just here's the thing that I'm being told again and again and again for everyone, listen to this. And when I say being told, being shown, this is coming through, through source, through guidance. We must be in our own authenticity. If we are trying to be something that sells or something like anybody else or for anybody else, it is not going to be in our authenticity. And that is not what we're called
And I want to
to.
invite you. I got you. I was like looking for that training and then it turned
And
on. Keep going.
that's not what will attract. Okay. And there's a shift going on at some level for all of us. So you have to make. You don't have to, but you're in doing the best service for yourself and for others if whatever you're creating is truly like a devotional gift to source, and which is also, and you're making it for yourself. Because if that's the case, then, like for instance, a lot of astrologers are very doomsday and all this hype and yada, yada, yada. And that's just not my gig. I want you to know how the energy is going to affect you. And then I want to help you to with ways to navigate that, so that this is a way we can understand ourselves better and understand, the dynamics of the universe better and move with it. I could get more views or any of those things if I went in the hype route, but that's not me. It's just,
You know,
there's nothing in it that's so
I wouldn't be attracted to
I know, but and most of what I teach is, as all of you know, behind the scenes is most of, that's a little piece of things, but mostly I'm teaching you how to, how to navigate yourselves and step into your gifts and deal with this real life that we're living here. So you have to be, the more you're just authentic to what's coming through you and trusting that, the less it'll be tainted, the more you are creating whatever you're creating in mind that it will be sellable, acceptable, and all those things, the less it will be. And then to merge those two, it's like create it and then figure out how to market it. But if we're going to do that from the very beginning, it's like doing your free writing or your first draft of something and editing it at the same time. You'll never get the purity of the inspiration. Separate those things. There's a lot, all of us are becoming more variegated or actually shifting course. And we need to just stay open and listen and still attend to what it is we're doing and then start spinning the new plate if a new one's coming in or a new way of what you're doing is presented. And just stay very, I'm watching that with myself. Just stay, and that's why for me, I've created an umbrella brand, Solutionary, because I do a lot of different things. That's just how I'm wired and my gifts are. And I change over time. So I've given myself a forum to be able to do that. So just pay attention to what's coming through. And everyone do your best to use your spiritual protection during this time, even more so with our healing circle practices, with the releasing chords with bubble space, with advanced bubble space, with the freedom process that's in the empath training. Just, protect yourself from all the other people's crazy energy that could be happening during these interesting times. And then I also do want to mention again, if you haven't watched the update, everybody watch the update. There's a lot going on this month. And then there's the solar eclipse update. So I just wanted to get these things out to you in time. The communication's a little wonky right now, and it will be for a while. So breathe before you talk. And anything you don't feel like you're ready to talk about, or take a step back, process it on your own, journal it, whatever, and then come back to the conversation. Okay.
Yeah, and I just wanted to mention that one of the ways I'm encouraging myself during the kind of frumpy energy or whatever you want to call it, I just remind myself of the things that you're telling me, you taught us, which is, what kind of gifts do I want to give today? Like which ones am I excited to give today? And then it gives me something to focus on, and then you can't go wrong with that,
You can't go wrong with that.
is what you've always told us. So anyway, I'm just
Because
it's my way of just taking care. And actually, I kind of like that there's maybe some of this challenging stuff that's going on with the relationship. It's a little challenge or whatever, because it's a reminding me, like, I don't want to get too enmeshed with somebody either. You know what I mean? Like, so it's helping me to just remind me to, like, I'm my own person. And so there's some good things that I can get out of even.
There's good things, and like right now, some there's a lot going on. So, and I love that you bring that back in. Like, if you use a Sacred Wealth Code journal, if you use the practices, and even that simple prompt, which gift am I called to give? How am I being called to give that today? That will always put you in purpose and prosperity. It'll do it every time, but we have to take a moment. Okay. All right, Karen, it was awesome to be with you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
All right,
We'll
take
see
care.
you. All right.
So if you have any questions, again, pop them in the forum if we don't already have sessions together. And use your tools during this amazing transformative time.